Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Wow. It is good to be back. Lots of things going on in the world. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:07, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Clearly top story, Nicolas Maduro. We call him Nick the Dick because he is a dictator, but he is going to face the court today at noon. Him and his wife, after they were extracted in a great operation in Caracas on Saturday. So some of the interesting things happening since then was Astra Nomani followed this for Fox News. As the U.S. military carried out a daring operation to capture Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro, a second front opened up within minutes in the U.S. Information warfare, psychological and propaganda operation run by a hardened cell of self-described Marxist, socialist, and communist leaders. For years, this cell has fomented anti-American hate in the U.S. under the cover of anti-war protest, rallying activists after the 9/11 attacks to condemn the U.S. response, appropriating anti-racism protest after the 2020 killing of George Floyd, marching with Antifa agitators, organizing anti-Semitic campus encampments after the October 7, 2023 attack on Israel by Hamas, and activating, quote-unquote, working-class Americans to support Maduro and his regime in a war against U.S. imperialism. Fox News digital analysis of their minute-by-minute moves overnight reveals how this network activated a coordinated ideological and information warfare campaign, moving through digital social media channels, and quickly produced posters to mobilize foot soldiers to the streets for an emergency day of action. In New York City and Washington, D.C., an estimated 100 other cities, moving with the speed and discipline of an organized military operation. So, yeah, if you don't think that there are folks operating in the U.S., operating here, and they are not pro-American, basically, these forces. Yes, absolutely right. You wonder, well, who's behind all these, you know, things happening on campuses and stuff like that?
Yep.
These are well-oiled machines, and you know why they're well-oiled? Because they're greased with money. And that's how they're able to push the word, get these people to show up and stuff like that. And it's a rather lengthy article, but, you know, it's not like it's not a shock that these things are going on. We've seen them. But I guess the kind of the new information is just the speed in which these things begin to operate. I mean, news had barely broken about Maduro, and then word spread far and wide to mobilize people in protests. Now, the Democrats are fundraising in protest of Maduro capture.
Oh, my goodness.
So the Democrat National Committee is fundraising in protest of the Trump administration's capture of Venezuela's illegitimate socialist dictator Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia Flores.
Wow.
The Democrats say, hey, we can raise funds on this. Are you saying that Maduro was a good guy? Are you saying that he wasn't a narco-terrorist? Are you saying that there was anything legitimate at all about his election? Now, how can you? Because it was under the Democrats that they put an indictment together against him.
Yep.
It was the Biden administration that put a $25 million bounty on his head. Now, of course, just like the Biden administration, I mean, they didn't take any action.
Right.
You know, it was all words and stuff like that. But, you know, those were their words, the Democrats' words. Mm-hmm. So you're doing fundraising now, saying that you're in protest of it, but you were actually for it before you were against it. Does that sound familiar?
This sounds real familiar. Yes, yeah. It does. It seems like a really American Democrat stance.
Another day, another unconstitutional war from Trump, who thinks the Constitution is a suggestion. That's an email from the DNC per town hall. Congress has war powers, but Republican cowards are hiding under their desks while Trump orders an unauthorized attack against Venezuela. Trump promised peace, but he's delivered chaos. The most important thing we can do is elect more Democrats who will check this administration's power.
Oh, my goodness.
So elect more Democrats? You mean more socialist Democrats?
Huh. That's an interesting twist when you look at it that way.
And what's about this unauthorized? Again,
yeah.
The indictment was signed off on by the Biden administration. So there's nothing unauthorized about it. In fact, it has authorization from a Democrat president, former president, or president at the time.
I think Trump should claim the money. Just
the $25 million.
Yeah. Didn't we up at the 50 after Trump came in? Wasn't there something that's in my mind?
I saw a number of $48 million somewhere.
Yeah,
but
it's a couple million between friends.
Well, I mean, if you want to give me that couple of million, we'd be very good friends.
And going back to your just kind of touching on a phrase that you mentioned a few minutes ago, socialist Democrat. We've got some of those. We should probably be arresting in our own country.
There's some in San Antonio.
Really? Okay.
So you think San Antonio, you think Texas, you think Latin America because you got Spanish speaking. So there's probably plenty of folks there, right? And so it's interesting because there are those that, you know, have either been self-exiled or kicked out of Venezuela or, you know, came here.
Right.
They're celebrating. They're literally celebrating Nicolas Maduro being captured and taken out of there.
Imagine that.
Where at the same time, San Antonio socialists are protesting.
Wow.
So while Venezuelan expatriates across the country cheered the U.S. capture of Maduro, a small group of San Antonio socialists took to the streets Saturday to denounce the operation as illegal and a war crime. It's got to be tough on these people that are the folks that come out and do these protests. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? Because you got to wear different hats all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, one day you're pro-socialist and you want a big, strong government to tell you to do everything. And then at the same time, you're saying that Trump is a dictator and authoritarian.
Right.
So, yeah, how can they have it both ways?
You've got to be pro-Hamas. You've got to be pro-Somalian crime and fraud in Minnesota. I mean, I'm seeing a pattern here.
Maybe it's not the fact that Maduro is a socialist. Mm-hmm. Maybe they like him because he's friends with China, Iran, and Russia.
Okay.
So if you're against Maduro being arrested, then maybe you're pro those other countries.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, Walz, he spent a lot of time in China and, you know, Biden, he was all tight with the Chinese. I mean, so, you know, maybe there's something there.
Well, there is something there. It's a lot of it's money, and they basically, sold out their own country.
Mm-hmm.
Marco Rubio had to explain it. He spoke slowly so that Kristen Welker could understand it. Is the Cuban government the Trump administration's next target? Rubio said, well, the Cuban government is a huge problem, first of all, for all the people of Cuba, but I don't think the people fully appreciate. So is that a yes? She cut him off?
Oh, my goodness.
Rubio said, I think they're in a lot of trouble, yes. I'm not going to talk to you about our future steps, what they're going to be, and our policies are going to be right now in this regard. But I don't think it's any mystery that we are not big fans of the Cuban regime, who, by the way, are the ones that were propping up Maduro. Yeah, definitely a deep connection there with Maduro and Cuba. So, yeah, without giving it all away, Marco Rubio is like, yeah, they're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
So... He's next on the list.
He's really become a rock star, hasn't he?
He sure has. Yeah, he really has. He's just doing, it seems like, tremendous job. He was definitely the right guy for the job. I fully supported that. I said he'd be a great Secretary of State.
Yep.
I said that a long time ago.
Yep.
8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot more to talk about coming up, including... Eric Adams upset with Kamala?
Ooh.
Hey, hang on now.
Roar.
We'll talk about that coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're making Mondays great. It is 8:20 right now. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro and his wife to appear in U.S. federal court. That's scheduled for noon today. Of course, we'll be all over that. And former New York City Mayor Eric Adams called out former Vice President Kamala Harris. What? Thought they were buddies. Called out her hypocritical reaction to the capture of Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro, blasting her response as cynical and irresponsible. She released a statement bashing President Donald Trump on Saturday evening after U.S. troops carried out the early morning mission in Caracas. Donald Trump's actions in Venezuela do not make America safer, stronger, or more affordable. She posted on X that Maduro is a brutal, illegitimate dictator does not change the fact that his action was both unlawful and unwise. We've seen this movie before. Wars for regime change or oil that are sold as strength but turn into chaos, and American families pay the price. The American people do not want this. They're tired of being lied to. This is not about drugs or democracy. It is about oil and Donald Trump's desire to play the regional strongman. If he cared about either, he would pardon a convicted drug trafficker. He wouldn't pardon a convicted drug trafficker or sideline Venezuela's legitimate opposition while pursuing deals with Maduro's cronies. Harris' statement continued by arguing that Trump put the U.S. troops at risk. By the way, no U.S. troops were killed. There may have been some minor injuries, but as far as we know, that worked out extremely yes. well. But yeah, put U.S. troops at risk, wasted money, illegally destabilized Venezuela with no exit plan and no benefit at home.
Well, exit plan, that's if you're going in and basically taking over, you're in a war. That's when you need an exit plan. I mean, it the one who's doing the illegal thing was obviously the dictator. So yeah. Come on.
Well, Eric Adams, he responded to the former VP's post, pointing out that the Biden-Harris administration raised the bounty on Maduro. So you were right about the bounty being raised, but it was actually under their administration. It was $15 million. That was set by the Trump administration.
Okay.
Then the Biden administration raised it to $25 million. Okay. Then Trump came back in his current administration, raised it to $50 million. All right, so that's what had taken place there. Clearly, the Democrats very much a part of that, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Public safety is not a political game, Adams wrote. You do not label someone a narco dictator one year, then pretend he's no longer a threat the next simply because a different president is in office. That's cynical and irresponsible.
That's awesome.
Maduro's drugs have killed thousands of Americans and continue to endanger our children. Imagine being the parents of 2-year-old Nicholas Feliz Domenici, who died from fentanyl poisoning in a Bronx daycare, and watching this political theater. Look, for those on the left, one of their talking points is, hey, fentanyl doesn't come from Venezuela. Fentanyl comes from Mexico. Actually, the precursors and some of that all comes from China, right, by the way. And yes, generally, a lot of it flows into Mexico. But what is it then mixed with by dealers at all levels? In many cases, it is the cheaper fentanyl that it is mixed with. So if you're in the cocaine business, you're in the fentanyl business directly or indirectly, nonetheless.
Right.
Okay. So it doesn't end your responsibility because no. We had the FDA look at this cocaine, and man, oh man, this is some good stuff here. Yeah. It doesn't work that way.
No.
But it is. If they say it's not just about drugs. It's about oil. It's about drugs. It is about oil. It's about sanctions on oil. Uh-huh. It is about the influence that continues to be pushed by Russia, China, and Iran in the Western Hemisphere, our hemisphere. So the left, again, they'll say that, Trump wants to be a dictator and the strong man of, this whole region, this whole hemisphere. Well, somebody's got to take charge and change the way things are going. You see, if you get up every day and allow things to occur day in and day out, but expect some miraculous result to change, of course, that's the definition of insanity. That's what's been going on. And Cuba has a lot to do with all of this. Cuba's a nexus to a lot of this. And I think, my gut says that, Cuba will be dealt with maybe sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how that goes. And, of course, the left will go crazy and say whatever actions we do take against Cuba are illegal, illegitimate, et cetera, even though, they have clearly, conspired with our enemies and are just 90 miles off the U.S. coast. So, yes, they do as well present a huge threat. On another note, here's some happy news. A deadly superbug is spreading across the U.S.
That's the happy news?
Not really, at least it's different news.
Okay, good. Okay.
Look, I'll be the first one to say the news does tend to hype things. We know that.
Yes.
So headlines draw clicks, etc. But there's plenty of truth here, too. A deadly drug-resistant fungus already spreading rapidly through U.S. hospitals is becoming even more threatening worldwide, though many may be hoping for new treatments. It's a form of Candida auris, often described as a superbug fungus, is spreading globally and increasing resisting human immune systems. So our immune systems are, not having a good chance to fight this off. The findings reinforce prior CDC warnings that have labeled C. auris an urgent a threat, the first fungal pathogen to receive that designation. Huh. So when I say there's a fungus among us, there very well could be, and the problem is these things become harder and harder to knock out. Their findings stress the need to develop novel antifungal agents with broad-spectrum activity against these pathogens to improve diagnostic tests and to develop immune and vaccine-based modalities. Uh-oh. We going to get more vaccines?
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
And if you don't, you want grandma to get a fungus if you don't take it.
Ugh. I thought Candida was a song by Tony Orlando and Dawn.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, Candida.
Uh-huh.
We can make it together. Something like that,
that's
right?
That's it. You nailed it. Yeah.
I don't know if I nailed
it. Well, you got the right song. I'll put it that way, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't nailed a song and
Well, there's that.
I just...
Yeah. But you got it right.
Thank you, sir.
You're right.
828 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. More... on Venezuela, what is the future going to look like there? Who is going to be in charge? And what's going to happen with all that oil? News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:34. Hey, we know you're busy. We try to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast of every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. You just hit subscribe. Yep, I mentioned this earlier. Long time. WCJB Channel 20 weather forecaster Bill Quinlan has passed away. He retired just about this time last year. And David Snyder, the anchor, has been there for a while as well. He put it out on Facebook that, Bill Quinlan has passed away, and it was unexpected and sudden.
That's sad.
So, prayers go out to his family and stuff. And that's awful. And what can you do? Mm-hmm. We're not promised another day, are
nope.
we?
No, we're not.
You can't live every day like it's your last day.
Because
some people are going to take that out of context.
That could get you arrested, probably.
Yeah, I know people that, they'd be like, hookers and cocaine, that's how I'm going out.
Exactly, and that's probably not the best way to address it, no.
I'm not saying it's a terrible... No, you better,
don't listen to Bob.
You better get right with the Lord.
Yeah.
You should anyway, but
that's true.
If you know the time is near and you're given a heads up.
Yeah, you probably should.
Yeah.
Instead of cocaine and such. Yeah.
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 Greg.
Oh, wow.
I only brought it up because of Nicolas Maduro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's a cocaine magnet there.
He is. And, I call him Nick the Dick. Mm-hmm. Nicolas the Dictator, Maduro.
Yep.
And he'll face a judge today around noon. That's what they're saying. Him and his wife. I don't know if the charges are against his wife. I don't know how that works. Co-conspirator
probably
or
so,
something
yeah.
like that.
Did you say a Coke conspirator? Is that what you said?
That's possible, too.
Yeah.
A little Freudian slip there for you. All right, we could go through these individually, but I'll just tell you, the Hollywood lefty weirdos are asking if America is a terror state because out-of-control president, just for no reason, just going into a nice country like Venezuela and just taking their leader and holding him hostage
for
no reason.
Yeah, just a nice guy, running the country. Okay, there was the drug thing, and there was the, election thing, and... Well, talk about somebody who knew how to make people disappear as well. I think he was good at that, too, I believe.
Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, put it very accurately and said, look, this was a law enforcement function,
yep,
not a war on Venezuela. If anything, it benefits the people of Venezuela, and most of them are recognizing that and are quite happy today. Mm-hmm. But don't let that, don't show that to the lefties.
Right.
Yeah, as their heads continue to pop off and explode at an alarming rate. Yeah, as they are once again find themselves in a quandary. We can't possibly agree with Trump, so we have to support a murderous drug lord dictator.
What does that tell you about the Democrat Party? Seriously.
Well, it tells me it ain't the Democrat Party of your granddaddy.
No, because I think JFK handled things a little differently than the current Democrats would.
Yeah, JFK.
You know?
If he were here today,
oh, my goodness.
Be considered very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And not because he's changed, clearly. But the old scale on which used to be, you know, moderate, conservative, liberal, things like that, that has all changed a bit through the years, apparently. Okay. But, man, it is going to be it's going to be the talk for a while. Now what do we do moving forward? And the president, he brought up Greenland again. And I got to tell you, I wasn't expecting that. I know that he said strategically, you know, it's important. And I know that it is. But, well, I give you the story that I got from the New York Post, basically. President Trump renewed his bid for a takeover of Greenland just a day after U.S. military operation ousted Nicolas Maduro. And Marco Rubio also warned that Cuba's communist government is in, quote-unquote, a lot of trouble. It's so strategic right now. Greenland is covered with Russian and Chinese ships all over the place, Trump told reporters on Air Force One as he was coming back to Washington from Mar-a-Lago. And we need Greenland from the standpoint of national security, and Denmark is not going to be able to do it. When asked earlier Sunday if the U.S. military action in Venezuela could signal a similar approach in Greenland, Trump told The Atlantic they're going to have to view it themselves. I really don't know. And then that's when about that time Rubio was on Meet the Press. And he accused Cuba of propping up Maduro, warning that the country's leaders that they're in a lot of trouble. Yep. He said, I don't think it's a mystery. We're not big fans of Cuba. We know they were propping up the Maduro administration. And the Trump administration's national security strategy released last month, Trump laid out restoring American preeminence in the Western Hemisphere as a central goal of his second term. Now, that is read by the left as he wants to be a strongman, right? Dictator mm-hmm. right. of the Western Hemisphere. That's how they read that.
Right.
Whereas normal people, we look at it like he's looking out for American interest. He sees this, I keep calling it the creep because that's what it was doing. It was creeping in China, Russia, Iran, creeping into many of these Central South American, Latin American countries and wielding what they always do. They wield influence through money. They buy companies. They buy property. And they worm their way in politically. They grease the palms of politicians. And that's what they do. And they work their way in. And that's exactly what has been occurring. Hopefully, with Trump's action, that will be the start of maybe turning that around, hopefully permanently, but at the very least temporarily. So this military operation, by the way, my understanding from some of the people I got some feedback from, an overwhelming success and so well done and so well planned and extremely well executed. Think about it. I mean, they got them from Maduro from the military compound. I mean, that's top security.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
And we were able to do that without any loss, as far as I know, of American life.
Mm-hmm.
So that definitely kudos to, well, Department of War.
Yep.
And Pete Hegseth and all those involved, obviously, in the operation.
Well, you know, and one of the lines at the left, putting our military in danger. Well, guess what? If you don't know anything about the military, pretty much most of what they do involves danger. That's why we have them. That kind of goes along with the territory.
Well, I guess you could look at it like this. There are times when you may have to put the military in danger to prevent Americans from being in danger. That's kind of how the... Yeah, that whole idea of security and safety. And
that's like saying we could put law enforcement in danger by putting them on the street. Yes.
To do their jobs.
Yes.
Yeah, you are. You are every day. They are.
They're not very bright.
How do you spell that?
D-U-H, exclamation point. They're just not very smart.
Oh, our Wisconsin judge. Remember, I know you remember this story. Judge Dugan.
Oh, yeah.
She helped an illegal take the side entrance.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a, not a secret entrance per se.
Well,
but
it's an area where the judge is supposed to pretty much have
just the judge, and sometimes they will file the juries through there, but it's not for general public use. A Wisconsin judge who helped the illegal alien escape from ICE announced that she would be resigning from her position in response to unprecedented federal legal proceedings brought against her.
That's put nicely.
Let's see. Milwaukee Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan, in her letter, Dugan expressed that the citizens of Wisconsin deserve to start the year with a judge on the bench in Milwaukee County Branch 31. As you know, I'm the subject of unprecedented federal legal proceedings, which are far from concluded, but which present immense and complex challenges that threaten the independence of our judiciary. Yeah, you acted pretty independently, didn't you?
Yeah.
Like entirely from the law itself.
It's unprecedented because most judges don't sneak the bad guys out the back door.
Yeah.
When the people are coming to arrest them at the front door. You set a precedent, all right?
She said, I am pursuing this fight for myself and for our independent judiciary. So really, when she keeps saying this independent, she's saying operating. She might not want it to mean this, but it comes to me meaning independent, like outside of the rule of law.
You mean above the law? But I thought no one was above the law.
They're not. But she thinks you could be independent of the law.
Oh,
independent.
You're a judge.
Yes.
Well, now let's just rephrase the American English here to suit our purposes.
She said, without getting too cheesy, Wisconsin citizens that I cherish deserve to start the year with a judge on the bench.
Yeah, not in jail.
And not have the fate of the court rest in a partisan fight in the state legislature.
I don't think it's partisan.
I think the rule of law is the rule of law.
It's for everybody, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even the criminals that you're trying to sneak out the back door. That's why we have laws. I think a judge would know
that. She's trying to be helpful.
Yeah. Yeah.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got plenty more to talk about. A lot of it will involve Cuba, Greenland, and, of course, Venezuela, all coming your way on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Hey, how's it going, Nick Dick? Nick the Dick.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, everybody, I think, by now knows who I'm referring to. Nicolas Maduro, the dictator. Mm-hmm. And he's in Manhattan. Has he already arrived? I think he's at the courthouse already. I don't think that was going to take place till noon, but I guess they get him there a little early.
We had a nice little free helicopter ride.
Got to get ahead of the crowd.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Don't wait in traffic. Take the chopper.
Yeah.
No, it'll be interesting to see what happens next. I mean, not just with him personally and his wife, but the direction of Venezuela. And we sincerely really hope that it goes in a positive direction because, you know, the people of Venezuela, you know, to have freedom and democracy back, you know, they put up with Hugo Chavez, then this bozo got in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, hopefully There's going to be people now that are going to be more protective of their freedoms and democracy, and maybe, you know, won't allow somebody like a Maduro or a Chavez to get in there. But remember, you know, Hugo Chavez, it's not like he came and he said, yeah, I'm going to be a dictator and I'm going to ruin the economy and make myself rich and the people around me and the rest of you suck.
Sounds kind of like Cuba, doesn't it?
Yeah, they never tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Generally, here's what you have to be weary of. Somebody who promises you free stuff, you're going to get free stuff. And when they promise you that kind of thing, they're essentially trying to buy your vote. Somebody promises you a better economy, more opportunities, better jobs. Those are good things.
Sure.
But you have to work for those. Somebody says they're going to give you freebies, you know, pay off your college and give you free health care and do this and that. Yeah. So be aware, because what they're doing is that you're being suckered. Okay? You're being suckered, and they suck you in, and you vote for these idiots, just like Mom Donnie.
Exactly.
You vote for these idiots, and then, of course, they turn out to be exactly who we told you they were, but all you heard was, this will be free daycare for your kids. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then, a lot of folks are a little disappointed, you know, because for his inauguration, he was, you know, touting this big block party that was going to be going on. Well, you think of a block party, it's food, it's fun, you know. Well, they were behind, you know, they could only get so close. There really weren't even restrooms available. The food wasn't free. They told you where the restaurants were. It was not the block party they were expecting.
Well, and everything else is going to fall in line with exactly that. There's going to be disappointment, and then at some point we'll be followed with desperation, but at that point it will be too late. But at least it's only on the scope of, you know, New York City. Maybe this will be a good example under the spotlight that maybe people can learn from, a real world, real time experiment in going back to socialism, even though it has never ever worked or been effective or good for the people. And yet they still think that, you know, so they can reformulate it, reinvent it. And I guess it goes back to the old saying, you know, there's a sucker born every day. Was that P.T. Barnum or somebody like that? There's a sucker born every day. I mean, it really is true. You can rope people in with this, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, in the same way they can use negative propaganda. You know, I'd like to hear some of these lefties, these Hollywood people. Some of them think they're smart. Some of them actually, intelligence-wise, are smart, you know, on paper. They make these kind of broad, outrageous statements about a president who wants to be a dictator and all that. When's the last time you heard anybody speak of anything with specificity?
Oh, no.
To a specific argument or policy? It never does. Do you know why? Because it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
They can just call him names and never have to defend that.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they've been doing, what they've been getting away with. And I'd just like to know, what exactly are you referring to when you call him an authoritarian? Because I hear people, and I've seen people on social media that I happen to know, and I know they're not dumb. They're not dumb people, per se. Why would they say that, the authoritarian? What's authoritarian precisely about Trump? Oh, that he's handled this situation with Maduro? Well, then you would also have a beef with Biden and the Democrats, because they were part of that indictment and part of putting a bounty on him.
Mm-hmm.
They did that as well. So I want to know the authoritarianism.
Well, again, Trump actually followed through with more than just raising the amount, as opposed to letting somebody else do it. It's like, okay, let's just get this done and go get him.
Right. And
I mean,
and who's going to benefit from that? Americans will benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Venezuelan people will benefit from it. Who will be hurt by it? China, Russia, Iran, Cuba. Gee, my feelings aren't hurt. Are yours?
I'm feeling pretty good.
So if you are attacking the president for his actions against Maduro, then you're a bigger fan of China, Russia, Iran, and Cuba than you are of the president, or of Americans and American lives. And we know you are already, because you favor illegal immigrants over the rule of law.
Yeah.
Even though you knew the collateral damage was people being raped, beaten, murdered, sold drugs, etc.
But Trump's the bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you talk about the stupid things they say. Richard Gere is the latest. He's basically talking about the dark presence that Donald Trump is and how he's almost destroyed our country in only 6 months. I'm like, what are you talking about? What thing has the president done, unless you don't like cheaper gas prices maybe, that has affected Richard Gere in any negative way that is destroying our country?
The left is convinced that somehow our economy is in turmoil and bad things are happening, but yet if you actually ask them specifically, I haven't heard what they're referring to now.
Yeah. Yeah,
now, the Democrats have touched on something that they're going to try to market.
What's that?
And it's affordability.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going to be their big catchphrase moving forward, affordability. But, I mean, do you have to be that much of an adult to not realize that it was Biden's administration that gave you double-digit inflation?
Mm-hmm. Now, we know the beef prices have been up. That's, and the president's trying to work on that. I was at the store the other day, and I mentioned that because of how high it was. And this lady next to me goes, oh, yeah, it's amazing how much everything is costing us the last year.
The last year.
The last year. I thought, wow. Somebody's watching the wrong numbers. Yeah.
You mean
the last year?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I knew we were going to have a conversation after that.
No.
No.
No. And hopefully she shut her pie hole, put her mask back on, and left.
Oh, you were there? Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
In spirit, Greg.
Okay.
8:57 on the Bob Rose Show. 9 o'clock stretch. Coming up right around the corner, we'll cover all the headlines, the top stories, and then some. And we'll do it all next on 97.3. The Sky.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.